You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from a woman named Skylar, and it's pretty short and sweet. She goes, can you explain why some people refuse to share a family recipe? Are they afraid I'm going to package it and sell it to millions of people? Maybe I just liked what you made, and I would like to make it myself on some random Tuesday. Enough with the secret recipes. That's from Skylar.
Random Tuesday doesn't make it special then anymore.
You know, I have to just chuckle because I am that person. I have a family recipe. It's my dad's spaghetti sauce. I've shared it with one person in my life. It's my son. And I waited until he was grown and married before I did it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Nobody else in the world has ever seen it.
Ragu.
I will tell you this. I've even gone so far, and some people may consider this a brilliant idea. I have a little, in the drawer in the kitchen, I have a little folder thing with recipes, and I don't care about any of them. I ain't share them with anyone, except my dad's spaghetti sauce recipe. And I have that in there, but I have it labeled something like vegetable soup or something up at the top in big letters. So if somebody is just flipping through, they'll be like, brownies, lasagna, vegetable soup. They'll just keep going because nobody would stop and look at that.
No.
Nobody would. It's just bland enough that it could be in there, but no one's going to pay attention and suddenly see the various recipes that have nothing to do with vegetable soup.
That's funny.
So, I don't know. Do you have family secret recipes?
So, the big one in my family is my mom's broccoli corn bake. And before you turn your nose up, I know it doesn't sound... It's broccoli corn bake.
Why would you protect that? To keep people from killing themselves?
There is something about it. It is a tasty, tasty dish, and she brings it out. It's like either... It's either at Thanksgiving every year or at Christmas. It's like once a year she brings it out.
Okay.
And my wife is in love with this dish, and she has for years been wanting the recipe for it. Mm-hmm. Now, when we were dating, she asked my mom for the recipe, and my mom said... You can have it when you and Jeremy get married. That's when I'll hand it over.
Well, that was like 15 years ago.
We have now been married for a very long time, yet to see that recipe. So, yeah, the broccoli corn bake is still, my mom is guarding it, man.
You know, for all we know, that's the only reason Nicole married you.
Could be. Very well could be.
It is tasty. Is kind of welching on a bed here.
It's got this crumbly, buttery, crackery crust thing on it that's really crunchy, and then it's like a pureed broccoli.
Why don't you give Nicole the recipe? You said you would when they got married.
I'm going to have to sneak over there and try to find it. I don't know. I could see
my mom. She's probably got it hidden under vegetable soup, too.
I can see my mom putting it like in her will or something, you know, so it's like finally, you know, at the end, it's in a safe deposit box somewhere.
I'm sorry to offend, but... That doesn't strike me as the type of, like, an old-school Italian spaghetti sauce I get, but broccoli corn casserole?
Give me what? Tomatoes, sugar, not that difficult. Like a broccoli, like a casserole, there's magic that goes into that. There's a lot of different things, proper baking methods, how long you soak the crackers. It's a whole thing. You got to puree the broccoli. There's some sort of cream corn involved.
Oh, again, you're selling me.
Again, not really selling it, but once
broccoli
you taste
and cream
it,
corn.
Once you taste it. A lot of people writing in on Facebook about things that have been held hostage, basically, by family members, and a lot of them are talking about when they finally get the recipe, something will have been left out. So that's the one thing that people are doing. They're handing the recipes over, but they just happen to leave out one or two things. Because a lot of people are saying they've recreated these recipes that they've received from a grandma or something, but it's just not the same. And it turns out they find out like a year later that she left some things out. Mm-hmm. So they don't get the full recipe. That's a sneaky thing to do, isn't it?
I don't like that. I know what your mom leaves out of her recipe, the jar of Pepto-Bismol that goes with it.
It's really good, man.
Okay,
it's
listen,
really
I'll
good.
I'll take your word for it.
I know. It's broccoli.
I'll take your word
I know
for it.
Broccoli
that
in
the
it, but...
cream corn and broccoli is like the greatest food of all time. Fine.
It's so good. It's so good.
We're going to open up the phones. We want people to have some fun with us this morning about the family secret recipe
yeah.
that either somebody in your family is withholding from you or it's one that you won't share mm-hmm. with people, and you have to tell us why. Because the only reason I don't share the spaghetti sauce recipe is because my dad told me not to. And I don't know why, but he was like, don't share this with anyone. So I don't. That was his wish.
Right.
May he rest.
May he rest.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Or maybe you want to call and you want to be like Skylar and you want to say, enough already with the secrets. Just share the flipping recipe.
Mm-hmm. Just hand it out.
Right now we're talking about family secret recipes. For my dad, and now for me, it's the family spaghetti sauce recipe. For Jeremy's mom, it's her cream corn and broccoli casserole.
Broccoli corn bake, Dom.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think if I have one. I put a good rub on my tri-tip when I put it on the smoker that I don't really tell anybody about. So I think mine's a rub.
What is it, a rub that you've created
kind
yourself?
Kind of, a little concoction of stuff that I rub my meat down with.
Similar to that, Adam wrote in, said, my dad won't let anyone know his recipe for his ribs. They're the greatest of all time, and he won't even tell me, and I'm 36.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, yeah, don't tell him. You don't need to make them. Those are dad's ribs. Quit being nosy.
Here's on the phone, Leah. Leah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
A little
hungry. So what can you tell us about secret family recipes?
Well, we had one. And I started sharing it because of a conversation that I had with a friend of mine who said, why don't you share it? Don't you want everybody to experience the joy and happiness when you eat something so amazing like that? And I started thinking about it, like, yeah, I kind of do, because why not share it? Like, food can be a love language, right? And yeah. I certainly don't want to make my great-grandma's brownie recipe for 100 of my friends for them to experience it. So I said, why not? I'll start sharing it. And then I kind of started opening up, like, I'll trade you my secret recipe for your secret recipe. And I've done that with a few friends. So I've
You have, like, a little secret recipe society going on.
It's no longer a secret, though.
I like it.
Because, like, I'm sure everybody would love to taste the corn and broccoli casserole mm-hmm. or your dad's secret spaghetti sauce, but unless you share it, nobody else is ever going to know how good it is.
Hey, you got to talk to my mom about that, Leah.
So
I've been trying to get it out of
her. I can tell you a tiny... I'm not saying it's rational. I am not saying it's rational, but I will tell you one of the reasons in the back of my mind is because it's so good that I know if I give it to someone else, they'll tweak it, they'll mess with it, and it won't be the same. And then they're going to tell people, Dom talks about his dad's spaghetti sauce. I made it. It sucked. And it's like, well, you didn't make it the right way.
Right. You jacked it up somehow.
Exactly. And it'd be the same thing with the cream corn and broccoli, is that someone would tweak it a little bit, and then they'd come back and say, well, Jeremy's mom's
It was too salty.
Recipe.
I was drinking water for hours afterwards.
Leah, thank you for the phone call.
Bye, Leah.
We appreciate that. Now, but I think, don't you think I'm right? People
absolutely,
can't help but
they'll tweak. Jack it up somehow.
They'll mess it up, and then
like,
they will
oh, I just like a little more onion in this spaghetti sauce. Just a little more.
And I'm not saying that I don't tweak my dad's spaghetti sauce recipe. Yeah. I do myself, but I know the beauty from whence it came.
Right. Right. Somebody's going
to Mary's
ruin
on
it.
The phone. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I agree with Leah 100%. I mean, food is just a love language. I'm sorry. It's an art. So, yeah.
Well, then, like, in my mom's case, she
is an artist.
My mom's providing the love once a year for everybody, and it makes her feel special.
You know,
she doesn't want to give that away.
There can only be one Picasso, Mary. It may be art,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
But there's only one Picasso.
Right, but I mean, there are movies that actually say that the person who actually cooks it, the way they cook it and prepare it, actually has an outcome in the actual dish too.
Well, then they can make
sure,
their own spaghetti
a little
recipe.
Of their DNA is in the dish.
Yeah, they can make their especially own spaghetti sauce.
Especially if they cut the finger while they're making the spaghetti sauce.
You know, the one thing I miss about my family, I mean, when my family gets together, we always do something food related. Even for Christmas, I mean, we have a bunch of farmers in our family. For our last family reunion, we made apple butter in a copper pot in the front yard and had everyone bring jars to actually hand to relatives.
That's fantastic.
It's like a hillbilly thing to do.
I love nobody was wearing shoes.
No, the it's a copper kettle that's been in our family for over 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
And,
probably well seasoned.
I hope
now.
You wash it.
Yeah.
Oh yes, absolutely. But I mean, it's funny because there was a drizzle that started coming down, and we saw that it was actually going. We didn't want it to ruin the food, so everyone grabbed all of their umbrellas and we huddled around the pot to stay warm and at the same time not let the food get ruined.
What a sight!
Don't ruin the apple butter,
Mary. You kind of made my morning. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling.
And, I mean, of course, it is a recipe that's not written down because...
I was trying to insinuate that our conversation was over.
But real quick, I think the secret ingredient to your apple butter might be copper poisoning. So...
No, Mary, thank you for
we
being a good
you.
Sport.
We love you. We
got
to go.
Thanks
we got
for
so
playing
much.
Along. I hope you're a good sport about all
thank
this.
Thank you, Mary.
Don't you see them out there with no shoes on around the copper kettle making apple butter
they
and passing it. Around jugs that have triple X's on
they
it?
They got overalls on.
I love that. But I would like some of that apple butter.
Sounds tasty.
Not going to lie. I would have held the umbrella for a jug of that. Do we have time for one more?
One more.
Maria. Hey, Maria.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're excellent. Good. What can you say about secret family recipes?
Well, I used to work at an assisted living, and this one of the residents there used to make peanut butter brittle for everybody. So I finally decided to ask him for the recipe, and he actually gave it to me.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And
oh, God.
I want to see how it comes out. He made a whole bunch of copies. Nobody made it but me. And I was like,
how was it?
I made it the way the recipe said, and I didn't like it.
No good, huh?
So I decided I tweaked it a little bit. Then I finally took it to him. And he's like, oh, my God, your peanut brittle's way better than mine. I go, I used the recipe, but I just tweaked it a little bit. He's like, that's fine. Just keep it that way. It's delicious. Don't change it.
Don't change a thing.
Yeah. Now you hold on to that recipe. Don't tell anyone what it is.
Maria, we have to run. We're out of time.
Thank you.
But thank you very much for that call. See what I'm saying? She took his great recipe. She tweaked it because she told him that his wasn't any good.
In this case, she made it better.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that piss you off if you did give somebody the spaghetti sauce recipe and
They improved on it
like tenfold.
Oh, man. They could never be friends with me again. Friendship over.
Done.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah,
we appreciate you guys chatting about that with us.